Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
There's the fan text line. We're ready to have you there. The YouTube chat as well. We took a little pivot. I wanted to chat a little group of five, where we are with group of five right now, to keep an eye on that, because I do think early season rankings are important for how you finish with group of five. Maybe we'll push that to tomorrow. But the question was asked on the text line, is Oregon hurting their players' chances of a Heisman because they play so many guys, none stand out? And then there was a follow-up of, don't get me wrong, I'd rather win rather than make sure we're in a play for a Heisman. Just something I'm curious about, because UO clearly has studs. And I think that's your answer. I think what Lanning is realizing, and maybe what Lanning is building the blueprint, I think it's been easy for us to say why the Alabamas of the world, and maybe even Clemson against Troy this weekend, and Georgia, you know, the big narrative was they can't hoard 4- and 5-star guys anymore because they just transfer and go somewhere else. Well, Lanning is kind of finding a way to do that without actually doing it. You see what I'm saying? We talked about their depth yesterday.
They're going to lose some guys.
For sure they're going to lose some guys.
Come the end of this year, the transfer portal, the guys that aren't there, you know, as far as the top two in the depth chart, will go. But they've also shown that they'll go and get more. That's where you have to give. I have said steadfastly, the reason I believe in this program now is because of Lanning and what they've been able to do as far as recruiting talent and retaining it. But you're crazy to think that all those quarterbacks are going to stay, that all those wide receivers are going to stay, that all those running backs are going to stay.
Like, Novastad's probably gone.
Well, Keely Smith Jr., like, somebody's going. You know, JKS already left.
Right.
Like, you know, and that's not a knock on Oregon. That's just the reality of college football now, is if you are not at the top two of a depth chart, you're going somewhere else.
Yeah, and I think this is why, to your point about why Lanning is the guy, this is why Mac Brown and Nick Saban don't coach in college football anymore, because it's such a different game and such a different route. And Dan Lanning is the guy figuring out how to navigate that, how to create depth in almost a depthless sport right now. Now, the one counter I will say to this question is, to your point, when we were talking about Heisman contenders, look, it's a quarterback trophy. As much as I hate it, as much as I hate that the NFL is a quarterback trophy, and as much as I hate how basketball is a flavor of the year trophy sometimes.
Narrative,
all that kind of stuff, that it sometimes doesn't always go to the true, you know, like Ndamukong Suh could have won a Heisman.
Yeah.
Toby Gerhart
should
have won a Heisman.
Michael Jordan should have like 12 MVPs.
Exactly.
Like,
so
LeBron should have 12 MVPs.
It drives me crazy that the Heisman is that way as well, but look, Dante Moore is going to be the quarterback every week. He's your best shot at a Heisman. It's not Mekhi Hughes. It's not any of the receivers.
It's not DeCorian Moore.
No, DeCorian Moore is having an awesome start to the season, and he's getting the eyeballs that he needs. You know, and
he's not putting up the crooked numbers.
No, and Mekhi Hughes is getting more carries. That situation is figuring itself out. Looks like it was a whole lot of nothing. Like, that's all coming around. But as a quarterback trophy, basically,
yeah.
I mean, Dante Moore is going to be in that discussion if he continues to play this way. And I think Lanning knows that it's about, look,
it's about the long game.
Even if we go to the question that started after week one, what's with Mekhi Hughes? Even if Mekhi Hughes was getting 20 carries a game, he's never winning the Heisman.
Even if
he rushes for 1,000 yards and 25 touchdowns.
Genty was this close to breaking Barry Sanders' record and still did not win it.
Genty, Toby Gerhart, Christian McCaffrey are three of the craziest running backs that I've seen in college football. Didn't win a Heisman. You have to be Barry or Reggie Bush to win a Heisman.
You have to be one of the two greatest college running backs.
Adrian Peterson didn't win a Heisman
and
trophy.
He was crazy.
And he is crazy good. So I think when you're...
But Oklahoma's a great point, because this is the thing I was talking to you about in week one with Oklahoma. Why the hell is John Mateer passing 37 times?
Because they don't got the back.
Well, not just that. They do look at that as a shiny little...
Without a doubt. And
look, Oklahoma has been the home of Heisman Trophy winning quarterbacks. Baker, Kyler, Caleb would have won one there.
Of late, yeah, for sure.
Like, they would have cranked another one out. There's no doubt about it. And if I don't think Oklahoma's factoring at all in a national championship. But you win a Heisman with Mateer, now you can go get another guy. Now you can go get, because that's, that, look, remember it says, oh, Heisman doesn't matter. Let me tell you right now, it matters. You put that pelt up on the wall, why do you think Lincoln Riley continues to get quarterbacks?
Because he's got a couple Heismans.
It's like if you're going to be, for, you know, 20 years at Wisconsin, if you're a running back, go to Wisconsin because you're going to win every award
totally.
Because they're going to hand you the ball. Now, your NFL
career is... The Ron Dane of the world, yeah, Monty Ball.
Yeah, your NFL career is going to just fall off a cliff because you've had 1,200 carries by the time you get to the NFL.
Because your legs are dead.
But you, if you want to be productive in college, you like if you're a tight end, go to Iowa.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, go to places that sets you up for success. And Oklahoma is a school that does that for quarterbacks.
Text coming in on 503-864-63. Travis Hunter, yep. Mark Ingram, yep. Those guys won Heismans. Totally. I'm not saying it's only a quarterback award, but it feels
over the last 25 years, go
more often than not, that's where it is. And to your point of what a Heisman Trophy does to your program, let's go down the road. Let's take Oregon, for example, okay? Pre-Marcus Mariota, those guys are athletes that can throw the ball.
Yeah.
Okay, you're talking about Jeremiah Masoli. You're talking about DeAnthony Thomas. Like, the quarterbacks, even in, when Oregon was really good, post-Joey, quarterbacks at Oregon, especially during Chip Kelly, Mark Helfrich kind of years, those are really just great kind of system athletic tempo guys. Marcus comes around. Then after Marcus, you're going Herbert and Bo Nix and Dylan Gabriel and Dante Moore. Now you've got quarterbacks.
Yes.
And that's
guys
why,
who are athletic but are quarterbacks first.
Yeah, and I don't think Lanning gives an S about a Heisman because it's about dubs. But if Dante Moore lives in that conversation, Dylan Gabriel lives in that conversation, Bo Nix lived in that conversation, then your quarterback play is always going to be at a high level.
They were all there at New York.
Mm-hmm. And I think that's what matters. And then one year, the ball's going to fall a certain way, the ping pong ball is going to drop a certain way, and you're going to be able to tack on a Heisman. And it'll be Dante Moore next year wins the Heisman, and he'll be with Mariota as your Heisman Trophy candidates. To answer the question, long story short, yes, playing the depth does hurt Heisman chances. But I also think not being a quarterback also puts you up against it. Who are the two best players in college football right now? Probably Jeremiah Smith and Caleb Downs. They're not winning a Heisman. 2 weeks in, they're not.
Jeremiah Smith,
if he had three touchdowns against Texas, that would put him in the front.
Well, here's
but he had three catches against
because
Texas.
Because he has momentum coming in, because he finished the season last year after the college football playoff, he had like 1,500 yards, I think is what it was, total season, because he was 900 something in the regular season last year, which for a true freshman is insane. It's not like, oh my God, but by the end of the year, when you tack on the other four games, yeah, he had crazy numbers.
Mm-hmm.
But let's say for the rest of the season, he ends up at like, let's just say he has like basically 180, 200 yards a game, which I don't see having with Saiyan at any way, shape, matter, or form.
I don't think so.
But let's just say, let's just throw that out there.
Mm-hmm.
He could have the momentum because he has the momentum coming into the season. And the narrative could get behind him pretty solidly.
And Heisman has narrative.
Yes.
Very much so.
It does. I mean, it did around Hunter because remember the whole, shout out the Ducks. Snaps is not a stat. Did you see that when the Duck went on McAfee last year?
Yeah, I did see that.
He had the dry erase board. Snaps isn't a stat. It was like, they were almost caping for Genty.
Yeah, kind of.
I'm not even caping. Like, he was. Like, they went out there. I think he, like, highlighted Genty, if I remember right. It's like, yeah. But also, you know, also that bumped the Ducks profile up because the Ducks beat Boise State and Genty.
Sure. So and it makes like, you feel like you're not sour grapes for a close game.
No.
And it's not your guy. I mean, I didn't think Gabriel was really a Heisman guy, personally.
No. He was very good. Don't get me wrong.
Now, I think what you could do is you could probably hype guys up to be in the conversation next year. You know, if Julian Saiyan is, which I think he's going to have a pretty big building year, next year, if he's the starter, there you go. Now you can start talking Jeremiah Smith.
Yeah, I mean, that's the thing, is you start talking about narrative that way.
Because it's not Smith's fault that he's breaking in a brand new quarterback. It's not his fault at all. But it does take him away from the Heisman.
It's not coming from Brett Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.